The ordinance says that public safety workers can't lose their jobs if they don't want to pay union dues. It was introduced by Republican Councilman Mitch Harper. Harper says it's a matter of principle, that it's not taking away unions' rights, but giving freedom of choice to the employee.
To be for something otherwise is to say it's proper for government to enforce a private labor organization membership by taking away the right to someone's livelihood.
But the president of the police union strongly disagrees. Sophia Rosales-Scatina addressed the council before the vote. She stressed that compulsory union membership is a matter of safety for both the officers and the public, since unions provide free legal services for officers involved in shootings. Rosales-Scatina says the council's procedure is causing her and her organization to lose their voices.
Given time, we probably could have come to some kind of negotiated item. I think that council has been very readily using that ordinance procedure, but they've been readily using the ordinance to circumvent contract, and that's where we have issue.
Rosales-Scatina says she was close to finalizing contracts with the city, but they must now be rewritten. The 6-3 vote to overturn the veto was along party lines. For WBOY News, I'm Virginia Elvino.